Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned the Lamed of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learned about include: the Gemara will discuss various laws of hygiene and proper washing after performing bodily functions, especially as it relates to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The next Mishnah will discuss Tevila before entering Vazara, and the Gemara will bring a Machlekes of Ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda whether this is Midiraisa or Midirabbanan. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Beis HaParva. The Kohanim would receive the skin of the animals of the Karbanas Ayla. These skins and hides were processed and salted in a chamber in the Azara called Lishka's Beis HaParva. On the roof of this Lishka was a mikveh, and being that it was in the Azara, had the status of Kodesh. This was the mikveh used by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. There are several interesting reasons given as to why this chamber is called Lishka's HaParva. Mitzayra. A Mitzayra is a person who had developed a white patch on his skin, and after examination of a Kohen, was declared Tameh. After the tzaras disappears, a kohen goes out to him michutz la-machna and performs the procedure of the two birds, after which the mitzvah may enter the machna. He must wait 7 days, immerse in a mikvah on the 7th day, and bring 3 karbanas on the 8th day. As part of his purification process, some of the blood of the korban ashram is placed on the right ear, right thumb, and right toe of the mitzvah. These parts of his body must be in the azara at the time that the kohen applies the blood. For this purpose, he stands in Shar Nikner. While all the other gates of the Azara have the status of the Azara that a Tameh may not enter, Shar Nikner was not Niskadish. The Chacham arranged this so that a Mitzvah can stand there and put his head, right hand, and right foot into the Azara. Hazos Mechatzis Beshlishi Uvashvi. If a person or a Kli touches a corpse or is in the same room as a corpse, the person or Kli becomes Tameh Meis for 7 days. On the 3rd and 7th day, mechatas is sprinkled on the person or kli. Mechatas is a mixture of ashes of a paraduma and spring water, and is sprinkled with an agudas ezev, a bundle of ezev branches, which have been dipped into this mixture. On the 7th day, the person or kli is immersed in a mikvah, and at nightfall, the tahar process is complete. Dayesh betuma literally means is accustomed to tuma, referring to the mitzayra who is in a state of tuma for a protracted length of time. As he has become less sensitized to Tumah, and thus less careful, he is more likely to have become Tumah than the average person. Kol d'takan rabbanan k'in d'oraisa takan. All takanos d'rabbanan were instituted in similar form to the d'oraisa.